Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a more peaceful and better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the first task from Stage 7, which is connecting to your faith through questioning. This is a big challenge, to question your religion in a way that actually brings you closer to it. Now, before we get started, a big shout out to new listeners in Frankfurt, Germany. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. It's so exciting to have new listeners on board. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, scroll down in the show notes. There's a link that'll take you over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com, where you can use a little form there to send in what you're thinking about, what questions you have as you work through all of this. If I can be helpful to you, I adore it. That comes directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. So let's talk about questioning your faith. A lot of people worry that questioning your faith is blasphemous. But when done in the right way, not only is it not blasphemous, but it will actually bring you closer to your faith. So in this stage, stage 7, you're questioning everything. And that includes your religion or your faith. If you don't currently have a religion, it means questioning your thoughts on the universe and how it works. And this stage is often called the dark night of the soul, for this reason exactly. The first time you go through stage 7, you know it. Sometimes it's called a midlife crisis, or a quarter life crisis, or a crisis of faith. It's always got the word crisis in it. The dark night of the soul, because you just don't know what to believe anymore. So you tend to reject everything and kind of start with a blank slate to try to figure out what's true and what's right for you. It's an incredibly important stage to go through, although not everybody will go through it. I know people in their 70s, 80s, 90s who arrived at stage 6, which is live and let live, and have no interest in going through the dark night of the soul, have never been triggered to go through the dark night of the soul, and are perfectly happy, thank you very much. And that's cool. But if you're working through stage 7, this questioning is going to be critical to where you go from here. Now, if you've been through such a dark night of the soul before, and this is not your first time through, it gets easier each time and can actually be more fun each time. As you say, I'm going to make an adventure of questioning rather than let this be a scary process. Now, it's important to understand that questioning your faith is something that every human experiences at some point in their lives, even if they don't go through the full questioning of everything. We all question our faith at some point. It's a natural part of the cycle of human development. And if you believe in a deity that made humanity, God, Allah, the Tao, it doesn't matter, then this questioning was their intent. It's built into us. So if they made us, they put this here. They put this questioning in us as a natural part of the course of our lives. Now, why would any deity want to be questioned? To bring you closer. So this natural phase of your human existence is an opportunity to get to know your faith in a new way and in a deeper way. So I want you to understand that questioning your religion is not going against it. Questioning your religion means a deep exploration that can bring you closer to your beliefs or refine your beliefs in ways that will bring you closer to the divine. Just as a child must grow up and establish a new, deeper relationship with their parents. You know, when you are growing up, you have one relationship, type of relationship with your parents, this parent-child relationship. But at some point, usually in your 20s, if everything is going correctly, you'll kind of start to question your parents. And maybe that usually starts in teenagerhood. But by your 20s, when your questioning is done, you've broken the previous relationship and created a new one. And that new relationship you establish can be much deeper and much more fulfilling. And that's what we're doing here. So just as a child must grow up and establish that new, deeper relationship with their parents, so too must you now evolve and establish a new and deeper relationship with your faith. Now, if you don't currently enjoy any particular organized religion, that doesn't mean you don't have a faith. That doesn't mean you don't have a belief set about the universe, where it came from. You might say, oh, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in faith, I believe in data. Okay. Well, you're still taking a few things on faith, like the Big Bang and stuff like that. You still have a set of beliefs about how we all got here. And I'm going to ask you to question that too. Question everything. It really is good for you. And this new relationship with your faith, whatever your faith is, will take some time to fully develop. But the first step towards that new connection has already happened. You are starting to question. Now, even before now, you could see maybe some cracks, maybe some inconsistencies. And you probably weren't completely comfortable with them. So you have two choices. You can remain in this uncomfortable state with your faith indefinitely, or you can actively walk toward better understanding and deeper connection. I recommend the walk. So allow yourself to question all the aspects of your faith, but keep it to yourself. This is your own private exploration. It's an internal exploration. You could question customs, beliefs, rituals, teachings, historical accounts. There's so many aspects to faith and to religion and to the texts that we associate with different religions. Each text has a historical context, and as well as beliefs and teachings. I recommend that you not only reread the text of your religion, be it the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, the Tao Te Ching, the Dhammapada, you name it. Hell, read them all for that matter. But read it again. Parts of it are just sort of historical context, and parts of it are the real heart of the teachings. And it can be useful to look at that with fresh eyes again. But also read the history of that time period for yourself as well, the time period in which it was written. Now, each of these books was written in a slightly different time. So make sure you understand what was going on there historically. And allow for the historical context and make your own interpretations of what this writing is trying to tell you. Oftentimes, when we participate in organized religion, we don't even read the book. How many people do you know that attend the same church or temple or synagogue or so on with you that have never actually read the book? You're just going to take anybody's word for what's in it. You're just going to let the preacher do all the interpretation for you. This is my point. Don't let somebody else tell you what your sacred text says. Go read your sacred text for yourself. Every word of it, and I'm sorry, but if you're in a Western religion, it's a huge book. I'm really sorry. The Bible and the Quran are enormous. Enormous. And I know they're hard to read. I recognize they're hard to read. And a lot of that is a historical context in which they were written. But it's a tough read. But so take your time. But it's worth it. Exploring Eastern religions is a little bit easier. The Tao Te Ching is a quick read. The Dhammapada is a quick read. I guess my point is go back to the roots of the sacred text that you claim you believe. Not just what somebody else said, the book said. Go back to it for yourself. And while you're in there, recognize that some of that writing is just historical context, and some of it is the real teachings. And allow your own understanding to evolve with the experience of directly connecting with whichever book of wisdom you subscribe to. Make your own interpretations. Ask yourself, what is the wisdom in here? And for now, just keep exploring, keep researching. Question respectfully. This is a respectful questioning. Just as when you were a child and you entered that phase of teenagerhood where you begin to question your parents. There's a rude way to do it, and there's a kind way to do it, right? Imagine if you went to your parents, I'll give you my own example. If I had gone to my parents when I was 14, 15, whatever, even in my 20s, and said, you know what? Y'all are idiots. You're stupid. You have no idea what's going on. I reject everything you ever taught me. I'm going to start my own thing. They wouldn't have appreciated that at all. And I probably did say something like that, and it was so rude. Or you could question your parents by going, I don't know, and just kind of keeping it to yourself and going, you know what, I kind of don't like the way they do that one thing. I think I'm going to do different. And keep it to yourself and not be rude about it. So there's a respectful questioning, or you can question rudely. Let's question respectfully with reverence as you approach these books. And with each aspect of your faith that you choose to explore, ask yourself, how did it come to be that way? And would you interpret it the same way as maybe your preacher or your priest or your imam or the monk? Should it still be that way? And most importantly, what's right for you? That's very important. That's very critical. What's right for you? As all things in stage 7, and especially when questioning the religions that you grew up with or that you may have rejected in the past or that you may be enjoying now, it's important to kind of keep this exploration to yourself. What do I mean by that? I mean, you don't want to be showing up at church next Sunday saying, you know, I'm just going to kind of throw all this out and reread the book for myself and think about what that means. You know, and you all should do the same thing because I'm really questioning everything. They're going to go, what? In some countries, questioning your religion could get you killed. Please. Please be safe. This is a private journey. This is a private internal questioning. And even if you live in a free country where questioning your faith, like in the U.S., questioning your faith, and nobody cares if you're questioning your faith, although your particular church community might care, but yeah, even then, probably not. But even then, you don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable if they're not yet ready to form this deeper, more evolved relationship with their faith. So that's why we want to kind of keep it to yourself. Now, when you come out the other end of this questioning, you're going to have a deeper relationship with your faith. You're going to have a closer connection directly with your God, your Allah, with the Tao, whatever it happens to be. And that's going to be very satisfying. And now maybe you'll have something to say that people will want to hear about their faith. Then you can be able to point out passages in your sacred text and go, did you notice this passage? Isn't this interesting? Here's what I think it means. And now people might be interested to interact with you in those terms. And we have listeners in many countries, in more than 70 countries, of all faiths, and some with no faith, or no particular organized religion. And some of our listeners may be preachers, priests, imams, monks. If you are a religious leader, then this questioning is even more important. This going back to the sacred text and reading it for yourself. Why? Because for you, above all people, you need to be deeply connected to your God, to your Allah, to the Tao, etc. It is not wrong to question respectfully. It's never nice to question rudely, so do question respectfully, but question you must. I know there's going to be some thoughts and questions on this one, so please use the link in the show notes to let me know how this is going for you, what you're thinking, the new interpretations you may find when you reread your sacred texts. I have read them all and would love to have that discussion with you. I'm not here to tell you my interpretations necessarily, but would love to hear yours. And love to hear your thoughts. Keep the hate mail to yourself. But otherwise, send in your questions. I love to get them. That's heavy enough stuff for today. Thanks for joining me. And until next time, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.